Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm NFL linebacker TJ Watt, and this is My Personal Best. YPB by Abercrombie is the activewear I'm always wearing. That's why I reached out to co-design their latest drop. I worked with designers to create high-performance activewear that holds up to my toughest workouts. Shop YPB by Abercrombie in-store, online, and in the app. Because your personal best is greater than anything.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we take off on this Monday podcast. Al, busy weekend. What's going on?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. You know, there was a year a couple years ago when you would watch the NFL on Sundays, and we would be bombarded with boner.
Oh, yeah.
Boner pills.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you'd get the Viagra, Cialis.
Cialis. The Cialis was the one with the bathtubs.
Yeah, they had the two bathtubs. But it was like every week.
We get Blue Chew now on these games.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Blue Chew's a big one for hymns.
Oh, I see. See the four hymns.
Yeah, no, there's still a lot of erectile dysfunction and sexual, I don't know, they're vitamins, supplements, drugs, whatever. They're still out there, but it's not like they're in your face. I agree with you the way Viagra and Cialis was.
So one that I only saw this week during the Giant game, maybe it's run others and I haven't seen it. It ran a lot yesterday. It was a commercial for having a bent penis.
Oh, I've seen this. Yeah, I've seen that commercial.
And the thing that caught my eye was the website is bentcarrot.com.
Yeah. This has been out there before.
They're showing, instead of a penis, because they can't put that on during the game, they're showing a bent carrot.
No, I get that.
So I'd asked Grok this morning, because I wanted to bring this up. I said, I described this commercial. I go, this is a commercial for like a bent penis.
Don't they use the banana too, going the different in the wrong direction?
I've seen a billboard for that one.
Okay.
But this one, their website is bentcarrot.com. Yeah. And Grok says to me, that sounds like the commercial for Xiaflex, a prescription injection treatment for Peyronie's disease, a condition where scar tissue builds up inside the penis, causing it to curve or bend noticeably during erections, which can lead to pain, difficulty with sex, or emotional distress. It's pretty common, affecting up to 1 in 11 adult men, but often underdiagnosed because guys don't like to talk about it. Let me tell you about my bent penis.
Go ahead, Al. Take your time.
The commercial is a guy sitting on the couch with a woman, and the commercial comes on, and he's like, oh. He says something essentially, like, oh, I had this bent penis, but I talked about it, and now there's help for it.
I think if you are married or in a long, committed relationship and you're going through it, it's a lot easier than the single guy who's trying to find a partner.
Yes.
And his penis goes the wrong way.
Yeah. It says the campaign kicked off in 2021, so you have seen this before.
I have, yeah.
And social media targeting men over 45.
It's not good. Trust me, I got issues, you know, with the prostate right now, as we were discussing last week. You don't want issues. Don't want issues anywhere. But if you're going to have them, be on the foot. Shin.
Yes. A shin issue, no big deal.
We don't need heart issues. We don't need liver and kidney issues. And we certainly don't need penis issues.
No. Now, I'm like, how does this... I didn't know it was an injection until I'm reading this now. I thought it was a pill. I was like, how is a pill going to turn my penis from bent to straight? But it says Xiaflex works by breaking down the scar tissue via injections directly into the plaque.
Of the penis.
Oh, this is the other part in the commercial. Combined with...
Well, you seem like you're very excited there.
Well, because this is the part I forgot about that's in the commercial. So, injections into your penis. combined with at-home stretching exercises.
Oh, God.
Boing, 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 boing. Pull on my penis for me. It's exercise.
Eddie, want to help him with that?
It's the only FDA-approved non-surgical option for moderate to severe cases. Side effects can include penile pain, swelling, bruising, or corporal rupture, which might need surgery. Oh. Man.
Whenever I hear, when you're talking about a penis situation and I hear rupture, I think about that wrestler or that UFC guy whose woman was on top of him a little too
violently, very aggressive,
and broke his penis.
Yeah.
And started bleeding like crazy. That is brutal.
So Grok sums this up at the end for me and says,
This is still Grok.
Yeah. If this rings a bell for you or someone you know, chatting with the urologist is the move. They can diagnose via exam or ultrasound, then discuss if it's right. Not medical advice, just the rundown on what you probably saw. That's what I saw.
I like, even if something as simple as that, it's like, not medical advice. Yeah. You're not suing Grok.
This is not medical advice, but if your penis bends more than 30 degrees, probably a problem.
Oh, my God. There's so much crap out there, man. What I realize is how many people are sick and how many people are dealing with something.
Some sort of condition. Yeah.
Especially as you get older. And I don't know that it's the food we're eating. I don't know if it's just genetics, family history. But, boy, the more people you talk to, the more crap people are going through.
What food do you think causes Ben penis?
Asparagus. Mm. It already makes your urine smell.
Yeah.
So maybe it's breaking down the cartilage inside. I don't know.
The asparagus is bending your penis. Man, that's a rough one, man.
Yeah, it's tough.
I've really seen that many.
Especially for a single guy.
I've seen that many years ago in porno where a guy's schween was like, bent weird.
What movie?
No, I'm just saying, like, it was just a guy in a porno who had a bent penis. And that was just like,
and it clearly made an imprint on you.
Yeah, really threw me off.
And it was like one of the famous guys.
I don't know. It was in that era where there were only a handful of people that you knew in pornography. You know what I mean?
That you knew, yes.
I'm sure he was a Vivid Video actor, Jerry.
I've definitely heard of Vivid Video
Vivid Video. Yeah, his was like bent like this way, though.
Well, that's like the banana thing.
Yeah, like the upside down banana. You're right.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a billboard on like Route 9 or something.
Yeah, there's a big billboard.
Your schwung look like this? Call us.
Boy, if you're a urologist, there's a whole lot. They had to put a camera in your penis. They're unbending this guy's penis from television.
I mean, what do you want to be, a proctologist, urologist? I'm with you. Family doctor.
Yeah.
Ooh, this doesn't look good. You're going to go see someone.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm here seeing you.
No, but I'm going to tell you who to see. That's my job.
Just make sure you get your copay on the way out and go see the specialist.
Yeah, that's got to be the best, just being a regular general doctor.
I guess. I mean, yeah, it has to be.
You just go, never seen that before.
In terms of pressure.
Yeah.
I think if you're talking about being a doctor, it's got to be the least pressurized job because I don't think family doctors do surgeries. I think if they see something they're really not sure of, they send you to a specialist or to the hospital. It's almost like, I'll let you know if everything's fine. If it's not, out of my hands. And I'm not going to take any chances to go see someone else.
You know, sometimes like when you call a doctor now, it's like you'll call now. It's September the 29th. They'll be like, we could see you in February.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what? Do you think if I called a urologist with a bent penis, like that's seen as more of an emergency?
An emergency? I think if you called up. Mm-hmm. And you said, I'm looking to get an appointment.
You call. I'll be the hello, urologist.
No. I'll do that because I already got your. I'm not being the bent penis dude. That's already on you. All right. These clips are you. We play it out that way. Ring, ring. Good morning, Dr. Schlaffer's office.
Hi, Dr. Schlaffer's office. My name is Al Dukes. I'm a new patient. I have a bent penis, and I need to see the doctor.
Well, you went right in on it. So you're a new patient. You don't have a urologist, Mr.
No,
Dukes?
No, I don't. I moved.
Because the next appointment we have is 7 months from now. Explain to me how bad this situation is.
Well, it's bent, and there is some pain involved. I really would like to get this checked out sooner if you have availability.
Is there any discharge?
No.
Is it red?
No.
Throbbing?
Nope.
You're fine. Take two time. Go to your family practitioner.
See you in February.
I think if you tell them that you have that issue and you're really concerned, I would say either one, they'll get you in, or two, if you ask them for a referral somewhere else that you're really concerned and need to see someone, they'll get you somewhere.
I suppose you could always go to the emergency room.
That's got to be a comfortable sit down at the check-in. What are you here for? Oh, God.
Well,
yeah, you could. If you have to, you go. You know?
Yeah, you have to.
You ever wonder what the cocktail parties are like for, like, doctors and nurses that see everything?
Oh, yes.
There's no doctor-patient privilege when a couple of drinks are flowing.
Imagine that you go to, like, a urologist convention where, like, all the urologists go, man, that's got to be just nonstop penis talk. My goodness.
You would certainly think so.
That's the thing, too. Like, let's say I had this bent penis, right? And I'm like, I don't have a urologist. If I call the urologist and they go, we have an opening in February, I'd be like, damn, I can't wait till February. If I called the urologist and they said, can you come in tomorrow? I'd be like, why has this guy got appointments? He must not be very good.
Well, in a case like that, I would like to think they're taking you in because you feel like it's an emergency.
Yeah.
As opposed to, he must not be any good.
Right.
That's problematic.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's or at least they should say, and this is what doctor's offices should say if they're wide open and they have no patients because they're not good. They go, you know, I had a cancellation yesterday.
That's perfect. Let me see if I can squeeze you in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Of course, then you show up. There's no one in the waiting room. You sign in. They're like, are you ready? Come on back. Already? Isn't the doctor with someone? No, he's just kind of waiting on you.
Now, let's get a look at that curved penis of yours.
Oops. This is a serious thing for men.
No, I know. No, it's, believe me.
I couldn't tell by all your laughing.
I'm only joking because I fear I'm going to get this one day.
Maybe. Maybe.
Man.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Does it say what it, I mean, I understand the whole cartilage thing or whatever they were discussing, the scar tissue, excuse me. Does it say where it comes from, though?
No, it made it sound like it could just show up.
It could just happen?
Yeah. I just have to go to bentcarrot.com and see if I could get any more.
Could you imagine if one day, like, everything's fine, and all of a sudden, you start getting it on with your girlfriend, and you notice it's going the wrong way? That's, like, terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? That would be a problem.
Yeah, that would be a big problem. Ugh. It's big enough that they, now that statistic I gave that said 1 in 11, that seems insane. We have 11 guys working here. One of us has a bent penis?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
I mean, you've said it six times that you do, so maybe it is you. I guess. I mean, but you can't. Those stats are interesting, but clearly they're not
there
for
might
every
be
a, 11 guys.
Like maybe in Wichita, Kansas, every other guy has a bent penis. Well, you know what I mean? And it's throwing off the
feel bad for the women of Wichita.
It's throwing off the whole rest
it
of
could.
The country.
Yeah, it definitely could. I don't think anybody, I mean, I don't know that. I don't know this for a fact, but I don't think anybody we work with has that issue. I guess it's possible.
It's possible.
It is possible.
Man.
We really got to know each other to know that. No thanks.
Man, when you are, let's say, dating and getting more into a relationship, you never know what's going on under somebody's clothing.
No,
they could have a bent penis. They could have
a nipple ring.
Yeah, they could have a
tattoos.
Lot going on down there. You know what I mean?
Rashes.
Yeah.
Yeast
you have
infections.
No idea.
Yeah.
Right. Yeast
discharge
infections.
Out the penile area.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
You have no idea.
Would you, let's say you were a single man again, and you started dating a woman.
Okay.
And the first time sexy time happened, it became quite obvious. Grooming wasn't her thing.
Yeah.
How would you react? End of the relationship? Or would you be able to get through that?
Well, probably early on, you're so excited that it's something new that, but then you'd be like, what is going on?
What's going on?
Yeah.
I think she's telling you what's going on.
Never know, right?
You know.
All natural.
Kind of the way it is.
Yeah. I want this. I think this video could do well today on YouTube on the WFAN page.
Ours?
Yeah. If we title this, What's Up with the Bent Carrot Commercial?
Oh, that's a good one.
People saw that in the game.
Yeah. I agree.
It might get some hits.
Mm-hmm.
It also might get us thrown off the WFAN page.
Or why not this? What's up with the bent carrot commercials during football games?
Yes.
Football game broadcasts.
Yes, I like that.
Because then there's a sport, and there is. I mean, the reason we're talking about this is you saw it during the broadcast.
Yes.
So, but it is true, though. That and Blue Chew. That has become.
I've not seen the Blue Chew ones.
Well, you don't have TV.
No, I know, but I did get the TV commercials yesterday.
Oh,
but
for that, right. Yeah. For the
Hims,
Giant
I've
game.
Definitely seen.
Yeah,
I've
Blue
seen...
Chew is the one with all the attractive women. Talking
oh, yes.
about their guys
yeah.
taking Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Hmm.
And I don't know. I'm not even sure. I don't know if Blue Chew is, I guess it's like, is it like Viagra?
Yeah, of it's some? Like a chewable Viagra.
Okay, so there you go.
I heard a funny line, this woman who I'd never heard of, a comedian, she was on Joe Rogan, and she was talking about men doing.
He has a lot of those people, by the way.
Comedians you've never, heard,
never
of.
Heard of.
Yeah. So he had this woman on, and she was just talking about, she's an older woman, mm-hmm. older meaning still younger than me. And she was talking about how, like, a lot of comedians, she dates a lot of comedians, and they all use Blue Chew. And she goes, yeah, it's interesting. She goes, because Blue Chew is like, the guy is nervous and doesn't want to be there, but his penis is very excited to be there. Well, that was a great explanation.
That's
like, the
funny.
Guy's all nervous and fidgety. And
that's funny.
Yeah. So I've seen those commercials, so I'm going to keep an eye and ear out. Another thing I did this week, it has nothing to do with penile injuries. Yesterday it was some sort of Greyhound day in the world. Some
okay.
sort of Greyhound day.
Where'd you get whimsy?
So no, they were doing a walk in various communities around the world.
Okay.
So how many Greyhounds could we get out walking together? So there happens to be a group that walks in Spring Lake, New Jersey, which is... I know, it's the crazy.
Bizarre.
And they go every Sunday, they walk around the park, and I've gone probably 4 times total.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, all right, I'll go to this tomorrow with my dog. Do you know there were 41
wow.
Greyhounds there?
Were there really?
And this is the...
What number do you think you'd see? A dozen?
I thought maybe we could get, 15 to 20.
Yeah, okay.
15 to 20. And here's the thing, I wonder, because you have cats... And I have this dog.
I have a cat.
A cat. But you've had cats
yes.
over the time. You know, when you look at your pet's face and you like you see like that is your, you would, I could, if my pet was in the middle of nowhere, I would know that. If my pet went missing and someone found my cat or dog, I'd say, look at that face. I know that face. You know, the dog has a very unique face. Until I saw
a whole bunch of greyhounds.
6 dogs with my exact dog's face. It was weird.
Yeah, I know.
Do cats, you think that way with cats? Like when
probably.
You, like you
yeah.
see your cat and think.
Yeah, I think as they move and you see them in their environment, you will notice maybe they walk a little differently. Maybe their shape is slightly different.
Yeah.
But if you're just talking about facially, a black cat looks like a black cat.
Yeah.
You know, and we had a black cat, good old, God rest her soul, Jewel. We had her she was 19 when she passed away.
Wow.
Yeah, she was a great cat. But the one thing we learned as non-cat owners until we had her was when we would go to the vet and see another black cat, it's like, damn, twins? They look exactly the same. So, yeah, I do think that's true. But that's the same thing with humans, too. When you have identical twins... Until they start talking or moving around or acting slightly different, facially, they're identical.
Yeah.
They look the same. So that doesn't surprise me with the animals.
Yeah.
That's funny. You walked in, you don't have whimsy anymore. You got doomsy.
Yeah, it was just so weird to see the same face
yeah.
on dogs.
Understood. Were there any other greyhound owners that look like their dog like you do?
No, there were not a lot. There were not a lot. And there was one person brought a Italian greyhound, the little ones.
Okay.
And I was just looking at it.
I never heard of what, an Italian greyhound is a
yeah,
small dog?
The really tiny greyhounds. They have their legs look like they could snap if
but
they stepped the wrong
way. You should have got one of those.
Yes.
Well, you screwed up, man.
Oh, big time,
God,
Jerry.
Did you screw
big
up?
Big time.
I feel bad for you.
Oh, baby.
I was actually thinking about that yesterday when I was waiting for the traffic to spill out of a MetLife Stadium
yeah.
so I could go home. I'm like, well, at least I don't have to go home and walk a dog when I get home. I can go home,
oh,
get changed, I can have a drink, watch a little bit of the Cowboy game and go to sleep. Ain't no
yeah.
dog walking.
No, no dog walking.
Good God.
Yeah.
So funny.
I was thinking, you know, with 41 dogs, I was like, what if I
Just leave her. See if
or go
like, takes
to
her.
Somebody. Oh, you forgot your dog. I only have one dog. No, you came here with two dogs.
You can't do that.
I could swear you showed up here with two dogs.
Oh, my God. You are funny.
Yeah. So that was a thing yesterday.
Yeah. No, I guess so.
And people are very, very into their dogs.
And people are into their dogs.
Very much so.
They're a member of most people's families.
There is somebody in my neighborhood that walks a cat outside on a leash.
I've always wondered if you see cats in harnesses. Because I would be worried about the collar still with a
cat.
Yeah,
you're right. Maybe it is a harness that I see.
I would think it has to be. Because they seem like they could slither out of anything. But I don't know. I mean, like our cat took her collar off.
Yeah.
Like 3-4 times. And finally, like, all right, you win. No, we're not going to do this anymore.
Dog. I mean, the cat didn't want her collar
off. No, she didn't. And she's like silent. You never know if she's up. Where'd you come from?
All right,
from?
No little bells.
Can't hear her. And she's little, so you have no idea. Make sure we're not. Like this morning, when I opened the door in the bathroom and I got out of the shower, I like hit her right in the head. I had no idea she was there. Usually, with the bells, you can hear them walking into the bedroom, or I had no idea she. I felt so bad. Like, I'm going to give her a concussion.
Oh, yeah, they must hate the collars with the bells because the cats want to be sneaky.
Oh, she's sneaky, right? All right.
And now she's got no collar on.
No,
she could be sneaky.
She hasn't for like 6 months. We've gotten used to it, but it took a while to get used to her not having a collar.
Another neighbor right down the street had a cat. She was sitting outside and had the cat on a harness on a leash.
Okay.
Just with her when she was sitting out. And it was interesting because that's when I was like, oh, let's see how this dog interacts with this cat.
How did it?
And the cat was backed away from the dog. And then when she noticed the dog was no threat, she was getting closer to the dog, and then the dog back away from the cat.
Isn't that funny?
I always thought, like, and maybe it's the cartoons that had us seeing dogs chasing cats. I always thought a cat was, like, had the advantage there.
It's quicker. The lion family?
Yeah, like, they're quicker. They can slither out of trouble. They have those claws if they have the claws still.
Yeah, sure.
That seems like a more dangerous animal than a dog.
I would think they just the dog, though, in most cases, not the little Italian ones, the Italian greyhounds you're talking about. Most dogs are just bigger and more fierce and probably more intimidating.
Yeah, I think they say that of all animals, that if one animal is bigger physically, that it almost always the other animal will, if it's not attacked, will like get out of the way.
It's more dominant.
Yeah, like even like when I see the fox in town, my dog is bigger than the fox.
And doesn't shy away from it.
Yeah, so the fox probably stays away, but maybe the fox to a little dog might
probably
not be as scared.
I think it makes a lot of sense. Hmm. Probably very true.
Yeah.
Look at that.
All right, Jerry, well, I'm excited about this video. It's going to do very well on the WFAN page. 5,000 views today.
There's not that would be awesome.
Okay.
The only person getting 5,000 views today is going to be the Rico Bronya as Evan loses his mind today.
Oh, man, we're competing with Rico Bronya?
Probably.
Because here's what I think. You know, like YouTube will even drop videos. People who don't know who we are might drop them in the different thing. But if somebody watched an NFL game and they saw Bent Carrot and that's in the title.
If you're watching NFL football, you know the Bent Carrot commercials.
Yeah. So here's what I want. I want the picture of you and me with a Bent Carrot.
Like a penis or a Bent
Carrot?
No, an
actual Bent Carrot.
Oh, okay. Well, tell Jared.
Yeah.
Same two photos of us idiots. I mean,
Bent Carrot.
Never mind. I was going to say, we could be the old, what's that commercial where the two dogs eat the spaghetti?
Was that? Oh, no, that was like
a cartoon.
Yeah, it was a Disney.
Was it 101
Dalmatians? I think it was Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, we can both share a Bent Carrot.
I don't know if we want to do that, Jerry. That sounds very disgusting.
Have you heard the last 25 minutes?
I thought it was very educational.
Oh, well, it was educational, and it is good for men of our age.
Yeah. So now you know, if you have that, just tune into your next NFL game or go to bentcarrot.com.
Go see your urologist.
Or go see a urologist. Yeah, I've got a bent carrot. I mean, imagine the phone calls to the...
Again, that's a you problem.
Hello, urologist. Yeah, I have a bent carrot. I was told to call you guys.
Hey, doc. We got another one.
Boy, those commercials are very effective. Everyone with the bent penis.
This guy's the one on the fan.
It's probably a lot of like guys are like, it's kind of bent. Maybe I should go see a urologist.
Well, there's got to be some sort of, panic's not the right word, but you've got to be a little concerned when you see it not doing what it's done your entire life.
Yeah,
and
right.
Starting to go the wrong way.
Yeah, that's true.
God, I'd freak out.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We did that today at 5 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow at 5 a.m. We're going to talk about tonight's Jets-Dolphins game to kick it off. And then we'll preview.
And David
Yankees.
Stearns is talking today.
And David Stearns is talking today. And whatever other sports adjacent stuff we could find.
That's exactly right.
Until then, see you on your Ben Carrots.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.